Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Set 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you for choosing us. I hope you have a wonderful Tuesday. It's like the second best day of the week. Right behind Monday. This part of the program is brought to you by Dell. Okay, it's contest time. It's time to play a game, everybody. We are doing a live secret show. We're calling it the Secret Show Pool Party. And this is the third year in a row we're doing this at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn. We're taking a whole bunch of listeners up there with us. And there are opportunities to win grand prizes, which include a two-night stay. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that's happening is we're doing the Great Narwhal Floaty Race at our secret show. We've done the floaty races. We did like a ducky race.
Right. We've mostly been doing the duckies.
And so narwhals, they're so mysterious. The yeah. unicorn of the ocean. And and we've been talking, they've randomly come up a few times, and I don't know, somehow someone got a hold of some narwhal floaties. Had to be promotions, right?
Right. They went online, and she bought the last three left.
Oh, my goodness.
Because they're pretty popular.
Well, sure. I mean, that's not too surprising. So we have these narwhal floaties, and we have Bryn, and we have Hooman, and they're going to race. Yuzi has stepped out of the race this year.
Why? Worried about you.
No particular reason. I just didn't feel like it this year.
All right. And my have you won reason, it every time in the past? Is that
just sick of winning? Too much winning?
Yeah, I thought I'd let someone else have the opportunity. And we want it to involve a listener.
Right.
And we have other stuff going at the party, so I wanted to kind of focus on that.
It's true. A lot of times you are sort of busy with the whole floaty thing.
Yeah. So, so we wanted to give a listener an opportunity.
So this is an opportunity for you to qualify to be. Now, you have to commit. If there's going to be five people vying for this one narwhal position. You get to go. Either way, you get secret show tickets, so you'll get to watch it go down. But one person at the end of the week is going to win their chance to be in the narwhal floaty race and get the two-night stay.
Right.
So here's how it works. We're going to ask you a trivia question about Yuzette, because she's the one whose place you'll be taking. We're going to start with call number 9-800-400-3697. Start calling right now.
Oh, we're doing this now.
We're doing it right now.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
All right.
That's why I'm spending so much time.
I love this. I got yesterday's question.
You did. Let's see if you get today's.
I feel today's is easier than yesterday's.
Oh.
I do. I feel that way as well.
I did feel like yesterday's was easy, but yeah. Today's question about Yuzette is about Yuzette's husband. What is Yuzette's husband's favorite sport? And we're going to need you to be specific. What is Yuzette's husband's favorite sport?
Okay.
800-400-3697. We're going to start with caller number 9. You have to be over 21, please. You know, this is... we'll be drinking. Some of us will be drinking at this party. Others have self-control.
No.
And don't forget...
You do. Listen, the fact that you're not drinking means you have some self-control.
It's sponsored by our friends.
If I had self-control, though, I would be able to drink.
The Great Narwhal Floaty Race is sponsored by the Monterey Bay Aquarium. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Very cute.
Yeah, it is. Well, you know, who's more into narwhals than people who work at aquariums, right. You know?
What's weird is I was a narwhal denier, and I've spent my whole life in the ocean.
Yeah. Well, they're pretty, I think they're Arctic.
Well, I understand that, but you'd think I'd have some idea somehow along
would, right.
the way I would have heard of this mysterious... fish like
right.
whatever it is. It's a mammal. It's a whale,
I
right?
I think, yeah.
Anyway.
I don't know that much about them, just that they have a unicorn horn.
I don't know when we talked about it, but I got from every corner of the planet.
They're
people
real,
sent me
Vinny.
Stuff.
They're real.
Yeah, they do.
All
narwhals.
Over Facebook. All right. At first I was like, just because someone wrote a song about something, there's songs about unicorns. That doesn't make them
that
real.
That doesn't make them real. It's true. That's not the only thing you need to be considered
and
real.
And then, you know, the first 10 photos, I was like, still.
That's Photoshopped.
Yeah, this doesn't mean they're real.
Listen, also, that's a terrible song. So, I mean, right. Who sings that?
I have no idea.
It doesn't really matter. Anyway, right now, do you have, who should I start with there, Hooman?
Please start with line one.
All right. Lynn, welcome to the program. Please answer the question. What is Yuzette's husband's favorite sport?
Football.
No, I'm sorry. That is incorrect.
Oh, boy.
Hello to Diane. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
What is Yuzette's husband's favorite sport?
NASCAR.
NASCAR is the correct answer.
Yay!
You are the winner.
I won, right?
Oh, honey, you won. So listen, Diane, you're going to the secret show, and you. Hello, are you there? She like just in the room losing it.
I guess so.
Hi, Diane.
Hello.
Hi.
Let her talk to her family for a minute.
All right, go ahead and talk to your family. You can...
My wife, wake up! I told you.
Oh, are you married to
She's
a lady?
Excited. Yeah.
All right. That's hot.
Is that hot?
What's she wearing? I
don't, yeah, what's your lady wearing?
Nothing. We sleep naked.
All right. Oh. Woo! Oh, lesbos are so great. Now listen.
You hear that?
You hear that?
You hear that? Lesbos are great. It's true. All right, listen.
Now everybody knows.
Okay, Diane. Oh, really? Was that a secret? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to blow your cover.
Yeah.
So... You're one of five people who's going to be qualified. You're going to the secret show. You're in. Yes, you and I assume you're bringing your wife?
I'm all right.
Yeah, all right, if she's good. So one person is going to win the grand prize, which is the two-night stay at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and the chance to compete in the Great Narwhal Race brought to you by the Monterey Bay Aquarium. So are you prepared to put on your bathing suit and paddle your little heart out in the narwhal race?
Yes, okay. I'm ready.
All right.
I'll practice.
Well, hold. I'm going to have you hold the line. I'm like yesterday. Did I hang up on the person yesterday?
You did.
All right. I'm actually, my finger's on the hold button, and Diane.
Don't hang up on me, Sarah.
I will not do it.
I hurt you yesterday.
All right. Hold on.
She
is successfully on hold.
Okay. All
right. There you go. We'll do this again at some point tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's Small Business Month. And Dell is saying thank you. With up to 40% off business PCs with Intel Core processors, call a Dell Small Business Advisor today at 877-BY-DELL. So hacking happens.
Yeah.
You know, this is not the big story from yesterday, but I take the celebrity angle. The same hackers who leaked Orange is the New Black have struck again. Are these the same people who did the Pirates of the Caribbean hacking? Remember they said they were these people
I'm
are
sure
like
it's not.
Getting stuff, holding these things ransom, the studios aren't paying, they're putting them up there. No one cares because we're all just watching the crap on Netflix anyway. Like, I wouldn't even know where to go find this stuff.
Well, you don't, but I'll right. tell you right now, a lot of people do. And a lot of people do it, too.
Mm.
I know people who are watching movies on different delivery systems that are still in theaters. And they're either getting them. One of the stories I heard, I just sat there with my chin on my chest. Like, someone I know said, I was watching this movie, and I go, where? Oh, I was watching it on my phone.
Oh.
How? Oh, well, you know, there's this place you can go and get these videos. It was someone who'd recorded it.
Yeah, see,
you can actually see the
moving,
the,
and you hear people eating popcorn.
The recording moving, exactly right. But
I guess if you're desperate to watch things for free, you'll put up with that.
Or bored enough that you've mowed through all the content available.
Now you've got to get the first release. You've watched it all. You're like Yuzette. You watch 12 hours a day, and that's now you need the newest stuff. All right, so some people, I guess, will care about this. I don't know who they are, but they'll care. The hackers who recently leaked almost the entire fifth season of Orange is the New Black have struck again. They've posted 8 episodes of ABC's upcoming show. Steve Harvey's Thunderdome.
Okay.
The demand for this is incredible. The show is scheduled to debut on Sunday. The hackers, these are the dark overlord. I don't know if it's one person named the Dark Overlord or if it's a group of people and they're the Dark Overlord. Nobody really knows who this person is, but they're not making a lot of money. No one is paying the ransoms. They offered this message.
Time to play another round. We're following through on our threats, as we always do. If you prefer your meat bloody, we're serving it as bloody as can be.
Really, Steve Harvey's Thunderdome? This seems a little dramatic.
I don't like you making fun.
We're bringing another piece from the world of unaired mainstream media content.
And that's the end. That's a whole statement. You can go watch Steve.
The worst thing, that this is worse than some of the other stuff. People have Netflix who've unplugged. You know what I mean?
Yes.
This is, you have to have cable to have this, though.
Sure, you need ABC coming into your house. I suppose you probably can subscribe at ABC.com.
Oh,
I know you can watch episodes
of
stuff on CBS. Still,
I
sit
have so much traditional
ads.
Because of Xfinity, I don't look at all the other options.
Right.
So I don't know what people are up to out there.
But of all the shows, this one?
I don't know.
Well, this was the one that we could get.
You tried for the other one?
We tried for the other one.
I'm sure Steve Harvey's bummed.
Yeah.
Or he's like, dude, I'm so busy.
Right. This
I just,
is one
I have
of my
no idea.
Shows.
This is, I don't even care. I don't even remember doing that show. They say it's a little like Shark Tank.
Yeah, it's like seed-seeking competition.
The audience is the judge, though, I guess. Like, two people pitch their ideas to the studio audience, which then votes on which one gets their project. So I guess one of the two is getting their project funded.
All by the audience, huh? They don't have, like, the judges?
Well...
is that what they call the Shark Tank people?
Yeah, are they, or the investors?
Is oh, investors, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know necessarily... It's been a little while since I've watched it, but I love the Shark Tank show.
Yeah.
It's really well done. And the people have to make their pitch, and you can see some of them are not
ready.
Well, some of them aren't ready, you're right, but some of them just are nervous, and you can see it, that freak out nervous as they're dealing.
They're all pitted out.
But some of it, listen, some of it is really fascinating as they make these real life, real time offers to this person, and the person has to crunch this stuff in their head right there.
You decide.
Now, I know it's TV, so maybe they do have an opportunity to say, I need a minute. Calculator, please. You know, I don't know how that works, but I could do the pitch. I could think of a product, but if they start throwing, I'll give you 50, I'll give you this much money, and I need
percentage,
this percentage. I would be like, I'm going to have to call Bryn and Sarah. Wait, what am I saying? That'll take forever. I got
to
find.
No, we'll work it out for you, though. You just have to hold on. My God, you should have heard us doing math in here the other day.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I hear it all the time.
Yeah. It's fun.
I was right, though.
Well, you're always right.
Not always. Usually you're right. You're actually pretty good on the air. Off the air, you kind of suck.
Yeah, off the air, I can't like do math problems. On the air, something like everything about me is elevated on the air. I'm like, I'm such a dud in real life.
But anyway, when they, in real time, whenever they do these things, you do see some people with such business savvy. They really figure it out and they counter offer and they're able to say, it's pretty neat to watch.
Well, maybe they sat around like predicting what might get offered. Like if they're that savvy,
maybe.
You know, and then they've got all these numbers in their head.
Okay.
Well, anyway, this Thunderdome thing that we have released 8 episodes of. We are the Dark Overlord. Ooh. We even have theme music now. I can't wait till we release something else. This is a work in progress, I see, Bryn. Anyway, they say Thunderdome is out there, and you can watch it. So congratulations, hackers. You rule the world.
Or Steve Harvey did it just to promote
right.
the show.
Yeah, secretly I am the Dark Overlord. Steve Harvey here. Ruth Bader Ginsburg has a workout routine, and now it's got its own book. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
How old is she?
She's got to be 80. She's 84.
Okay, well.
And we need her to stay alive.
Three-time cancer survivor.
Yeah, it's pretty frightening.
84. Three-time cancer.
On October 3rd, this book is going to be out, apparently. And that is the first week the Supreme Court comes back to session after a summer break. They're timing it, you know, strike while the iron's hot. The Supreme Court justices are back. Everyone's all a Twitter about it. So she, you know, listen, ever since President Trump took over, like, people are saying, stay healthy, Ruth. And she's all, don't worry. I have a crazy great workout routine at 84. I'm still doing all this stuff. Because, you know, the people on the left are like, oh, God, please live. Please continue to live. They want her to outlive the presidency, so Trump that will not be able to nominate a conservative in her place. The book is written by her trainer, Bryant Johnson. Although they're saying, you know, maybe it's not finished. Because it's not out until October. But anyway, he oversees a couple of the justices, Stephen Breyer and Elena Kagan, in their workouts. So I guess he's like the, you know, the personal trainer to the whole court. And they're going to have drawings of Ginsburg working out in her judicial robes.
Why?
I don't know why they wouldn't just take pictures.
Maybe. Why would you be in your robes for a workout?
You wouldn't. They're just drawing pictures. She's got like purple tights on underneath and sneakers. And,
okay.
And then her robes as she's doing all these exercises.
She's unrecognizable without her costume.
Yeah, I guess. she has previously said that her personal trainer is a very important part of her life. She's been training with this guy since 1999 after a treatment for colorectal cancer. Typically, she works out twice a week, an hour at a time, doing push-ups and planks. Mm. 84 years old. Keep going, Ruth.
Well, that's good core stuff, but, you know, balance for older people is the biggest deal.
Well, let's hope that that's something that this Bryant Johnson is working on. Is Halle Berry pregnant? Do we have any confirmation on this?
I saw in Gossip Cup yesterday that it's fake news.
Well, she is cradling that baby belly.
Yeah.
She's got a baby belly?
Let me show you the picture.
It was a long winter. I kind of have a baby belly, too. I'm working on it.
Yeah.
It's so rainy.
A little food baby
happening.
Oh,
she is.
Here's another picture. Look at this one. She's on a red carpet somewhere. And, you know, the dress is sequined. Those actually can make any lump and bump look a little bigger.
No, she's doing the I'm
with
baby.
She's got her hands on the baby bump.
Or I just ate at a buffet.
No. No, she's
that
holding...
I also hold my belly after that.
Right.
It's true. Like, look, I would look more pregnant than her in that dress. I'm sure of it. And yet, you know, how old is she?
50. 50. It says the 50-year-old actress.
Here's that picture of her behind... I don't know. It looks like almost like a shower door. It's glass with sort of striping across it that was out in the internet a while ago and... She
right,
just
but she put that
hot.
Photo out, and she could have taken that
anytime.
3 months ago.
Right.
5 months ago.
5 years ago.
Yeah.
We don't know when that came out. Anyway.
Well,
I don't know if she's pregnant or not, but, you know, if she is, congratulations.
Who's she with?
Nobody really right now. Or at least nobody that's, like, sort of official. She's got a 3-year-old named Maceo, and that's with that last dude that she was with, the one who got in a fight with her other boyfriend in the
Gabriel
driveway.
Olivier?
Gabriel and Olivia. Olivier was the most recent.
Uh-huh.
Gabriel and Olivia got into a fight in the driveway at Thanksgiving, I think. It was an awesome family holiday
story.
But
who's the father?
Olivier.
Okay.
Of the one. And then I think, isn't Gabriel Aubrey the father of the first kid, Nala?
She does have two kids.
Mm-hmm. I have to question the jacket, too. I feel like the jacket on this dress is in an effort to sort of...
Box out
cover
the...
Up.
Right.
But then there she is putting her hand over it. So
right.
The shoes are pretty hot, though.
Oh, I didn't even look at the shoes.
Those are.
Let me see those shoes.
Really cute. Halle
She's
Berry.
Little strappy things.
Yeah, 50.
So what do you say?
Well, I mean, I don't want to, you know, it's really obnoxious when people just see someone who's maybe had too many sandwiches or it's been, again,
like that day.
A really rainy winter.
Yeah. She does look pretty damn trim,
and
though.
And at 50...
Sure.
It piles on you fast.
It does.
I can tell you that.
Maybe her bladder's just distended. You know, that happens. I don't know. I mean, doesn't it? I have no idea if that happens. But
if
it does
she's
seem
pregnant,
like people get that fupa going
at 50,
on, you know?
Would you be willing to
go there? If she's pregnant at 50, would I have a baby?
Well, I mean...
Sure, Vin. That's a great idea. I'll tell you what. If Halle Berry's pregnant, I'm going to go for it.
Okay. Everyone...
Why do I say things? Why
do
I talk?
Here.
Why do I ever open my mouth?
That's fun.
I agree.
We need the show to have some more kids.
Do we?
Well,
Vinny,
one on the way, and now you
might
be...
Why don't you have another kid?
I don't know about that.
Your girlfriend's still in her 30s.
Yeah, she's young.
And she probably wants more kids. Oh, speaking of which, I wanted to ask you, when is she starting her new gig?
A couple months.
Oh, so she negotiated the summer.
Yeah.
Good for her. That is great. She was really looking forward to having a summer with the kid. Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's great for you, too. I mean, I know how you love to go do family things all day.
Three thumbs up.
That's nice.
It hasn't been as bad as you might think I think it is, except that the kid goes down for naps for 2 hours at a time.
Oh, fun. Then you guys can play like a board game.
No, the middle of the day, there I am. If I get home, I'm either...
Oh, do you have to be quiet?
Well, of course.
Oh, it's a quiet thing.
It's a quiet thing.
It's not a quality time thing.
No, it's the holy crap.
Does that mean she stays up later too, though? Because she wakes up all amped?
No. Ah. No, it means she's not. It means she's more friendly.
Yeah.
Oh.
Kids can be a little cranky. Grumpy, they need themselves a nap. Mm-hmm. They need a lot of sleep.
Yeah. Yep. And when they don't get it, oh my God.
I know. Mm-hmm. It's like you wish they had their own little padded room you could throw them in. Go have your freak out in there.
Or maybe you get the padded room.
Sure, I'll take it. However I can separate myself from the whirling dervish. It's ruining my life.
Mm. Luckily,
oh my God. I would love to have another baby.
Do it.
You can handle it.
I only
might be
say
too old for that crap.
The heavy stuff in my head, though. You know, like who the hell do you think you are?
Right. Yeah. We'll save that for her teenage years. You know, that's going to be.
Wow. Ooh. You're only three. Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. Maybe you should put the smack down now. Maybe it'll keep her from.
I don't know. From what I understand, they don't even know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. They're still just figuring it out.
Well, if they figure out that it works. Yikes.
Wow, this makes my dad turn around and walk away.
Anytime I want to get rid of this guy, here's what I pull. All right, what's coming up?
Is the old pie in the face gag worthy of an arrest? Mm. And more after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Tuesday. Let's get her done. Oh, I see you're getting ready for your weather report there, Vin.
I sure am.
Well, it's brought to you by GNC.
Today's weather, everyone. In San Francisco, we've got clouds overhead with a high of 62 expected. Also, Oakland cloudy, 67. And San Jose, going to be 77. Rain is coming, everyone.
When?
Thursday, it looks like.
Oh, like all day or just a rainy day?
I don't have the by-the-hour forecast for you, Sarah.
I'll check with you, you know, tomorrow for an update.
Yeah, or even next break, but I needed to get this news ready, and I wasn't ready for a full forecast.
Just so an overview.
Just a quickie.
All right, great.
For you right now.
It's GNC's lowest prices of the season sale now through June 7th on diet and test support, fish oil, and more. Change begins at GNC. Select products only.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Monterey Bay Aquarium.
Yeah.
Incredible characters, memorable moments. Share the love this summer at themontereybayaquarium.org. Here's what's happening. So, who the hell is Reality Winner?
I know the answer to this. I saw this story this morning, but I cannot remember why. She almost seems too old to be named Reality Winner.
Well, so that was the main reason I wanted to do the story is because I had to read four different articles. And as I kept reading, I kept going.
I do know who this is.
She's a leaker.
Right.
She's the most recent leaker, everyone. She had top secret security clearance. She's a federal contractor. Her name is Reality Winner. And that's the part that was screwing me up.
Yeah.
As I was consuming the story, they kept referring to winners. And I'm like, yeah, but what's her name?
Yeah.
And what contest was she in? I kept thinking.
So, I'm thinking, what show was she in? I don't remember.
Right.
That's what I mean.
Reality winner of what?
So, right. So her middle name is Lee. So they're kind of saying, more stories are saying Reality Lee Winter.
Winner.
Yeah.
They've also referred, her mom is a hyphen. So that's how I actually, they went to talk to her mom and I caught the winner hyphen whatever and went, that's this chick's name.
Yeah.
Her name is Reality Winner, everyone. She's 25. She's a federal contractor and she's being accused of leaking classified info regarding a 2016 Russian military intelligence cyber attack. And the deal was, this was about the vote.
Yeah.
That they were attempting to breach security. According to what I've read, they didn't and didn't affect the vote at all.
Right.
But this was a classified report that she shouldn't have made copies of. And she gave it away to a news outlet. So it does sort of lead you to see that some of these accusations about Russian interference, they didn't, but they tried.
Mm-hmm.
At least that's what we have so far. But Reality Winner, everyone, is her name.
Reality, you get over here right now. You've been very bad. You know, it's just so crazy that her name is Reality Winner. Like, in 25 years ago, like, Survivor wasn't on. I guess there was The Real World, right? We talked about that.
Yeah.
The other, like, I don't know, Reality. Like, is it because the mother was like, Jesus, I just get hit over the head with Reality? I have a kid now? Like, it's such a weird name.
I know. It wasn't even so much. I'm not trying to be goofy. I really was trying to read the GD story
right.
And kept going.
I was
going,
like, oh, is that a
what
fake
the
name?
Hell? So anyway, she hates Trump, as they sort of went through her history and found that, you know, she hates the guy. She's a Democrat. She's obsessed like many are.
Yeah.
And can't stand the guy. Some of her tweets involve, he's golfed 2 weekends in a row and our military are over there fighting. Whatever that is, it's clear she hates the guy.
Right.
And that's one of the reasons for taking her security clearance and using it the way she did.
Well, she's probably been waiting for this information to come out or for someone to testify about it as they're going through this whole investigation. She probably wanted to make sure that it came to someone's attention.
So that's who Reality Winner is, if you hear her name. She's a leaker.
The saddest part about that whole story to me is, you know, on a personal level, I was like, I totally know the name and I cannot remember why I know it.
It just happened.
I know. I just read it this morning and I was, all I could focus on was the name. Like, everything else had fallen away.
This is a local story that I've been waiting for the results and in fact was looking yesterday as we were still on, hoping to get the announcement. Sierra Lamar's killer was sentenced. A Santa Clara County jury yesterday spared the life of the man convicted of kidnapping and killing 15-year-old Sierra Lamar. It does look like, though, he'll spend the rest of his life in prison without parole. So that's what Antolin Garcia Torres got.
All right.
Life in prison without the possibility of parole. And it took them 2 days. Anyway, after a long trial, that's what the guy gets. Very sad. I know someone who lives in Morgan Hill and was like, that was the biggest story.
Mm.
It was huge. I mean, and
for
I
sure,
live nearby
course.
And I would be riding my bike and see them looking on the sides of the roads out there down in the Blossom Hill area where I lived. Is hitting someone in the face with a pie a jail-worthy offense? It used to be a gag.
But, you know, it's a gag, like, on a funny show. Like, a lot of times now, people are hitting political figures with pies. You know, sometimes the pie plate is, you know, can harm you. I do think it's assault. I really would be super bummed if someone pied me.
Especially a stranger.
Right, a stranger, because they didn't agree with something that I said or what I stood for or something. I don't know, Vin. I mean, is it jailable? You know, yeah. I tend to think it is.
An 18-year-old named Xavier Valencia graduated from high school in Florida last month. Last month, a couple days ago,
yeah, okay.
But you know.
Sure, May.
And after everyone got their diplomas, he decided to pull a prank by going back on the stage and hitting his principal in the face with a coconut cream pie.
Oh, see, this is a little different.
His principal.
It's almost like, you know, dumping the Gatorade over the coach at the end of the game.
Is it, though?
No.
It's not.
It's
are you
not.
Sure?
It's yeah. definitely
it's like
not.
After all this time I spent with you in school,
no,
I
the,
want you
the
to remember
Gatorade
me.
Is to celebrate a win.
Yeah, well, this dude just won. He's getting out of there. And the principal wins, too, because this jerk's gone.
The principal got his arms up in time, so he didn't get the pie in the face. Oh. He just got some whipped cream on his arms and chest, and Xavier thought it was just a dumb senior prank.
Right.
Ha, ha, ha.
Ha, ha, ha.
Except that he's now graduated. He's 18 years old. Welcome to real life, son.
Reality winner.
He ended up getting arrested. He's facing a third-degree felony charge for battery on an education employee.
Oh.
He's also facing a second-degree charge for disturbing the peace at a school assembly. He spent the night in jail and got released the next day on $4,000 bond. We don't know how much more time he's facing. Oh, this is the boy. Long-haired kid. Looks like his ears are gauged.
Oh. He's good-looking.
Is he?
You know, he looks like a young Lou Diamond Phillips with long hair and emo
little
look
bit.
On his
same
face.
Kind of. Face.
Yeah.
Shape.
A young Lou Diamond Phillips, everyone.
Yeah. Not as good looking as him, but
right.
you know.
So I hate to say it, but I think times have changed to the point where you can't.
Yeah.
Do you remember for a minute we used to do this bit and it was fun and it was goofy and it was just stupid and we went out into the street and I would go out and I would knock on doors over in the rich areas. Mm-hmm. And we would just check people out. And then a plane hit the towers and all of our lives changed forever. And here's this bit that's no longer doable. It just wasn't. You just can't.
You used to say, what do you do?
Yeah.
We'd walk up to a mansion and ask the person, like, well, what do you do?
It's just so weird to see.
How'd you get all this?
How much money it must cost to live in places like that.
Mm-hmm.
And what could you have done?
Yeah.
But anyway, life changed, and that's one of the deals here, is, you know, the people in on the London Bridge are living that. Dude, I'm at the marketplace, and machete-wielding lunatics are hacking at people.
Right.
You just can't run up on someone anymore. It's not an option. Sucks. Pie in the face could be funny.
Sure, if you're on laughing.
I like a prank.
Sure.
But you don't know what's coming anymore.
Right. Or you don't know how pissed off someone's going to get or what their feelings are on saying, you know, feelings. It was ill-advised.
So he did jail time.
Well, he did one night. I mean,
well, but
maybe that woke
still,
him up. Maybe that's all he needed.
Those are felonies that they threw at him. That's for real.
Now.
And that's coming with him, too, by the way, as he goes to try and get gigs.
Or I wonder about college.
Oh, wonder if he had plans and now that's changed.
Yes, it is.
Yikes. Don't do it. Just, you know, if you have to even decide, just don't. Just decide not to. Just avoid the hard decisions, kids. Just sit in your room where you belong with your devices.
I'm going to try to keep my kid from being the in-the-room kid. But I
why?
Can,
you want her out there making decisions, Ben?
I can see the comfort that
bad
comes.
Bad decisions? Knowing who her dad is?
With a dad like you, she needs to stay in her room. You're very unpredictable.
There's a lot of me coming out of that kid, too. So I could see.
Yeah, we hear it in the little stories.
Anyway, let me get on to one more before we run out of time here. So when you go get a tattoo, they will often explain to you, this is an open wound now. We've created a wound that you have to care for like an injury. You have
right.
to take care of it. They don't want you in the water, at the pool, or in the ocean for 2 weeks.
Keep it pretty dry.
Are
you allowed to take a shower and stuff?
You can shower after, I think, the first 12 hours, and then you got to keep some stuff on it.
Like Saran Wrap or something?
No. There's
salve?
What is the stuff I use? It starts with an A.
Aloe vera?
No. But it's some kind of antibacterial sort of wound care goo.
Neosporin?
Something like that.
All right.
Very much like that. A little thicker. But anyway, this guy got a tattoo, a 31-year-old man.
No.
What?
That's not it. I was looking at, I was looking it up and it said some name, but I'm like, that's part of the sentence. Oh, no. It's called aftercare.
Oh.
Like, that's not it.
Is that the name of the antibacterial? Aftercare.
Someone will text it. It starts with an A. I don't know why. This guy died when he contracted flesh-eating bacteria while swimming in the Gulf of Mexico with a freshly inked tattoo. Dude. Now, they're saying that he had some liver issues or some other health issues that caused or that were part of the cause for this. But, dude, they tell you, don't go in the water. What are you doing? It ended up killing him.
Aquaphor.
Ding, ding, ding. Oh, you
thanks,
just
texters. Texters.
Thank you, texters.
That's
texters
the stuff.
So is it possible they didn't tell him that? Was it his first tattoo?
I would think that it's pretty pro now.
Mm.
I mean, I'm looking at the tattoo. It's not the best work I've ever seen, that's for sure, but it's pretty pro now. You do. Normally, they'll either have a card they hand you, but I guess one of the reasons for doing the story is I kept seeing it. Guy with tattoo dies from flesh-eating bacteria.
Yeah.
As I read more, he had some health issues that contributed to it, but with so many people getting tattoos today, I thought I'd mention, stay out of the water.
Mm-hmm.
And keep that thing clean. It's an open wound that you've created there for yourself. It needs to heal.
It's got
to
heal.
And it, besides, you spent money on it.
Right.
Don't you want it to come out good?
The colors to remain vivid.
They say that this guy had a liver disease that helped contributed to his problem. But the seawater exposure to a fresh tattoo is what started the problem.
That's awful.
It is awful. Our text number
is... I feel so sorry for him. And that flesh-eating disease looks like one of the worst things that can ever happen to you. Like, it's eating you.
Yeah. Yeah. Our text number is 800-400-3697. I go on vacation and missed... Who is having a baby?
Having my baby!
Sounds like Sarah's having a baby.
Yeah, I'm having a baby.
Oh, it'd be so fun, Sarah.
Oh, yeah. It'd be so fun. No, Bryn is having a little girl. He and Anita are having a baby girl. She's due at the end of October.
Yes.
Did she approve of the big announcement on the air, or
did she
later,
like,
you know, feel like what
she was
doing?
Ready for me to announce it months before?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's 5 months is a long time to
she's
wait.
Like, whenever you want, and I'm like, okay, let's wait it out. Let's go like all the way and not announce it at all. Mm. I was thinking she's gonna come to Sonoma, so I said to her, I was like, you know, you're going to be in the borderline where people are, like, not sure if you're pregnant, so they don't want to ask you. Because you're going to be a little bigger, but not fully there. So.
She's tiny, though. You can't
oh my
tell.
God.
When did she first start to show?
Barely. And just, like, right now. I mean, the past few days, it just seems like it just exploded. Like, boom, 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 boom. I'm like, damn.
At 5 months, she should be showing.
Yeah, now she's starting to show.
And she can feel it moving? Or
not really. But
any second.
Those ultrasounds are crazy. They're just moving all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in the ultrasound that you had Hooman post, you can see. Like, it's pretty
That's
clear.
A full-on baby in there. Yeah.
And they do the 3D stuff, too. It's crazy.
Did you see, like, do that? See the face.
Yeah, it's so
bring that in.
Weird.
Yeah, bring that in.
It's awesome.
All right.
We'd love to see this little baby of yours.
Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I'm going to start with what Lindsay Lohan is up to now.
Oh.
Something new for Lindsay.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.